Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Afterwards, the kitchen.
Okay, the thing that still creeps me out the most from Doctor Who are the Ood for a while. The beginning Ood. Not so much later Ood.
The first Ood?
Yeah.
An odd Ood.
A very odd Ood. They've acted extremely odd for those Oods. But then especially with the Cthulhu look was
okay,
all
no,
like,
no. They were the... That was the first episode I got introduced to. Like, that was my first introduction to Doctor Who ever. And that was, like, all, like, them being controlled by Satan and everything, which is why they showed it to me. It's like, oh, Captain
that.
Guy. Look.
Look at my vibrations now.
You saw that?
Yeah.
What was this? I didn't recognize it.
The beating of the drums.
It's very weak vibrations.
Yeah, the vibration motor in this thing is shit.
Your vibration is not powerful.
The vibration motor in this is shit.
That's
Archangel.
I binged the new series. I just finished binging the new series like February, March.
Oh wow!
I haven't seen the newest season.
Oh eight.
I'm waiting for the
series eight. Oh,
yeah,
series
I'm waiting for
not...
Netflix that.
I didn't wait.
Unfortunately,
I found other technologies instead.
Other technology. I watched it live because I have BBC America.
I wish I was that lucky.
I would go that route.
Very sad.
I would go that route, but it has just such a large backlog that it's like no point. I might as well just wait.
No point.
I
might as well.
Series
8 will probably be on Netflix right before Series 9 starts.
Which is August,
yeah.
So they can have that far.
Finally, almost
it's like
here.
August, September-ish.
They usually
almost
give you
here.
Like... a couple weeks to binge watch it before the new season comes out, and then you're like,
"Why
binge?
Are we recording this?
We are recording.
We are recording.
Oh, this is the we've already
we're
started.
Already live.
Okay, good.
Wow.
All right.
We'll do an introduction.
Wait a minute.
Later.
Where's our intro?
Yeah,
I record that later.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks. Okay, I know who listens to the podcast now.
Hey, no, no. I listened to one episode, the
except
one episode that mattered to me.
I listened to the last one episode.
Yes,
it was. The episodes of the podcast that I listened to.
I also did listen to one because it was really, like, it was so loud.
Is it the last one I did?
No, it was...
the interview, right?
I don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
But I just couldn't listen to it, even with headphones. I was just like, this is hurting my ears. I think it was because of Heppley.
Probably.
Damn you, Heppley.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
It was just really loud.
There was
just people okay, like you could see
for our audience at home.
See,
I'm shaking
my
fist
voice.
At Heppley.
It's shaking of the fist.
No, just on the glass is fine.
Okay, on the glass is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah no,
okay.
Look at her voice.
On the glass, not the wood.
What's
and then compared
my
to mine,
voice look like?
The little one. That's your voice.
Hello. I'm unseating your sonic.
Do not touch my sonic screwdriver.
It's too late. Sorry, I've been touched.
Stop.
Is that innuendo?
What do you think, David?
What do you? That's
oh,
right,
exactly.
David.
I couldn't have said it better.
Couldn't said it better, David. Thank you.
Actually, I don't think I really can. I can't. I physically can't say it at all.
You can't?
No.
Oh,
what?
It doesn't come out the same.
Oh, we're just going to have all types of screwdrivers now.
I have tents, but it's at home.
I have another one, but I don't know where it is.
I don't know why I like the War Doctors, but it's just, I think it's the red diode. I like the
I
color
I can't
red.
Pull mine out.
I'm going to put this there.
I don't have one.
I got a phone.
I got a phone.
So I have a smartphone.
I have an app.
There's an app for that.
There is an app for that. That's the sad thing.
It doesn't do wood, though.
It does not do wood.
No.
I don't think any of them do wood.
Nope.
Just to be on the safe side.
But yeah, I've only seen it like, and my biggest motivation is that
oh my gosh,
people are gonna be like driving to this and go, what's going on? I caught up to it just so that I could understand what everyone's talking about.
You could choose your Sonic.
Like I caught up so I can now understand what everyone's talking about when I talk about Doctor Who.
With Doctor Who? Yeah.
Like because up until, like, this spring, if you guys made a Doctor Who joke, I go, that sounds great, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
I binge-watched it for a while.
I'm actually watching the classic series right now, and that's a hard to watch.
I tried to do the classic series.
That's a hard watch.
It was really hard to get into.
You know? I'm like watching through the first parts, and I'm just like...
Oh, this is so bad.
Well, it's not... I mean, that has its points, but at the same time, there's no background music, barely.
It didn't
and
age
it's just,
well.
It doesn't age well
production
at all.
Value.
Huh? I mean, I like the actors. Well, the actors make that entire thing, but oh my god, like, the supporting cast for, like, where they go,
My favorite Doctor Who moment was the sassy Dalek. The one where he was, like, where the Cybermen are like... What are you, or the Cybermen are asking the Daleks, like, what are you better at than we are?
Everything!
Except for one. The Cybermen are better at dying.
Oh, yeah, except for one dying.
You would take out the Cyber Army with four Daleks. We would take out the Cyber Army
with
one
Dalek.
he was the sassy Dalek. He was like their mystical leader instead of actual. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was the sassy one.
I think that was series two, end of series two.
It was the Battle of
Wharf.
No, something Wharf.
It was,
I don't know.
Canary Wharf.
I don't know how you guys remember all
this. I know. I'm impressed.
I'm horrible with
everything
facts.
Everything is just like a jumble and. Happened, and I'm like, cool.
So there's this guy, when he dies, he comes to other people, and he has adventures.
That's it! So what you're telling me is your memory of the Doctor is wibbly-wobbly?
Yep.
Fair play, sir.
We tried making a play, but we haven't finished it.
Okay, Will,
yes.
By the way... Welcome, first
yes,
appearance
this
on the
is
podcast.
My first appearance on
is
the podcast.
Really?
This is really my first appearance.
Wow.
Maybe this is my first appearance on any podcast.
This is my second. Oh.
So I
nobody
feel...
Nobody can see this on the podcast.
Nobody can see this
on...
I was last featured in... Woof! Germany!
Germany!
We have not finished it, and I doubt we ever will, but this is what we tried to do.
Bow ties are cool.
Nice.
What's
that?
That is actually good.
Oh.
And for those who are not able to see this because you are over the internet...
Don't ruin it for them.
But it has the wibbly wobbly timey
wimey
on it.
Spoilers.
Don't
we'll put a picture of it when it's
bow
done.
Ties are cool. Damn it, you ruined everything for me. I know what happens at the end.
What, bow ties?
I'm really sad
bow ties.
We never finished this. We really need to actually go back and be like,
okay, Will, okay, now
gotcha.
you have to describe. The latest of many fails tonight.
Oh,
before the
other than
Will
the first fail or the fail
we'll
that
get to that one next.
We'll get to that one next.
What was the first?
We'll get to that one.
The most important.
We'll get to one. But this fail happened not too long ago, right before we started.
I'm sorry.
Right. So during our little dinner, I was mentioning, you know, the amiibos. I want to get certain amiibos, not all of the amiibos, because that's just like.
Crazy.
Borderline, you know, psychotic.
Then you're the Harvey Cats lady.
Exactly. So,
I just want to hug all the amiibos.
I just want to hug them all. Indeed, my loving. No one else is going to give it to them but me.
I don't know where you went there. Come back, please.
We just
come
back.
Will, wherever you went with that, please come back. We miss you.
Okay. That was a quick moment of silence. It's like, ooh.
The cricket. The moment of silence.
I get chills, they're multiplying, and it's not good.
It's not good. We need to stop.
Let's
pull back. Anyway, we're not losing control. Anyway, the one that I really want right now that already came out is the Wario one, of course, because that's one of my favorite characters. Now, of course, we come here, you know, and lo and behold, I see a Wario amiibo, and I'm staring right at it right now, and I'm just like, oh, there it is. That's nice. And then
I want to go to that.
I want to go to them.
Oh, that's when Kelsey chimes in.
That's when Kelsey's all like, oh, I think my boyfriend might have had a second one. And I'm like, woo! I get all excited. I'm just like...
His legs are crossing.
Yeah, like, it was like crossing streams and everything. It was all... That should have been the first bad news right there. But and she's like, don't, you know, I'm not going to, you know, and we don't might not have it or not, but, you know, I'm already excited and, like, already,
oxide.
Like, giddy inside.
Oxide.
oxided, very oxided. You know, like ox one, ox two, yeah. ox three. Very oxided.
No, I have no idea.
No idea?
No idea.
Just go with it.
Just okay, go with it. Sure. Just go with it for right now.
It's not important,
but,
story.
Not important to the
story.
Smile
away, boys.
Smile away. So I'm sitting here, you know, sit down, and I'm just like, oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for this to go. So she goes in, she goes to the other room, and I can hear her start talking about it. And I'm just like, yeah, yes, yes, yes. And then all of a sudden from the room, I just hear, aww. And then just at that moment, my heart broke. I was like, aww. Like an echo, but even more despair. And Eddie is just laughing at this point. He's just like, this is comedy gold. This is like set up. You can't buy for this entertainment.
It makes me feel better.
It made you, showing and crying at the highest level. And it's just like, oh, you've already given it away. So it's like, oh, you didn't actually grab it? Ah!
It was all a lie.
It was like a lie. It wasn't even here to begin with. It was like, oh, my heart is just torn to pieces.
GameStop apparently gave it away.
And they gave it away. GameStop, shame on you.
Potential
sponsor, shut up. In the future, like 20 years from now, but shut up.
They're going to go back and be like, oh, this guy right here, all these years ago.
I don't know.
So, yeah, that was pretty much the most latest of failures of this evening.
The prime fail.
The prime fail.
I'm very sorry.
We were going
it's all right. I don't blame you.
We were going to be recording the podcast at Rail Yard.
The
inaugural podcast at Rail Yard, who is sponsoring us for interviews and recordings. And for the badge.
Fail.
Spent all week being excited about it.
Yeah, we're like all excited about this. Like,
I
can't
wait. It
was
very exciting.
For this day. It's going
to
be
and
awesome.
He said he was going to be there at 6. I'm like trying
I
to get
did
hold
not.
Of Eddie. You
I did
you
not.
You said around 6, which to me is 6.
Actually, you did say around 6.
You did.
I
have the text
no
message
way.
To prove
no,
it.
No.
I'm
joining in the Facebook chat said a little
in the
before
face,
7.
A little before 7.
In the Facebook
you're not.
Chat.
You're part of this, not part of
it. He texted me about 6, but that the recording would start about 8. And I was like, okay. And I tried calling him. He didn't answer. I had no clue he was going to be in church. So I started heading over there. I was there a half hour before you guys, waiting and waiting.
I'm looking. Well, keep talking because I'm looking.
And
right.
To follow up on that,
actually,
that was not the only failure.
I don't know where my phone is right now.
Oh,
uh-oh.
It's phone.
Oh, there it is.
Oh. Okay, no.
Inside the couch of me.
At our new office, a place called Rail Yard, we think we'll be recording about 8 p.m. I'll be there. I did say around 6 p.m.
So that was the original fail.
That was
the original fail.
And it
fail.
Just kept rolling.
And it
rolling.
Just kept rolling downhill from there.
Oh,
let's just keep
6.
This. Let's keep this ball rolling. And oh, by the way, you forgot your bag.
Power goes out.
Oh God, if that happens.
Oh, by the way.
Well, it's battery power.
Just so the people at home know, it's not just the bat. It's the badge should get into the place.
Yeah, the building.
The building
itself.
Key card. So it's like a key.
Key card, yeah.
So that's why we're
which
here
we need
Kelsey's.
Multiple ofs.
But my place is very nice.
It is very
nice. I like this couch and the air coming through the...
I'm upset.
The fan is not going to interfere with any of this stuff.
I actually don't know.
Okay. We don't know.
Should be
and well, we have special guest fan.
Welcome to the program. It's our biggest fan.
Oh. Darn it, Eddie, we jumped.
The fan has something to say.
Right, please. It's all it's just blowing wind.
Yeah, the fan was saying something.
Well,
see?
We'll see how bad
I wanted to say full of hot air, but it's not hot air.
Let's see how we can keep the silence going and
no.
See how many people...
Not only is it not hot air, but we're also not podcasting, so that's something I guess we would have.
And we get awkward silences in our streams. We don't need them in our podcasts.
Yeah, that's... All awkward silences, please send them to the stream. That's
to
where
the
they
stream
belong.
Section, that's
They're
where they belong.
Obviously lost.
But the difference is I can edit them. I won't, but I can.
No, you
that
edited
would not
one.
Be fun.
Okay, not silences.
That was things he wasn't supposed to say.
You
yeah.
Just went on a rant.
I did. I went on a rant.
And it was a learning
no,
experience,
like,
but it was a rant.
The one who you interviewed, he ended up saying some stuff, and you're like,
which
and the end.
No. That one was just like non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
Stuff. That,
and I was like listening to it, and it just ended. I was like, wait, something messed up, and I went to re-listen to it, and then it just ended again. And I was like.
That's Eddie going, and we're done.
You don't get to talk anymore.
Mute button press.
Oh my
that
goodness.
That was, I think,
had a really racist lady come through work today.
Oh,
like,
go for it.
We're already on the list of failures. Let's continue this ball rolling.
Oh my goodness! So this lady came in. She constantly kept making comments. Just she's buying this TV. I work at Best Buy, just so you know.
I'm sorry.
She came in and
I'm not.
It's pretty nice.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure during the holiday season it's not as fun.
Oh, it's actually better because you're busier.
Really?
And yeah, the days like today where there's nobody there, it sucks.
That's when okay.
It sucks.
So that's my entire thing. Just wrap around.
I like to be working. So.
Okay.
But, make sure we'll send that to your manager.
Yeah,
that clip is going to be sent
during the holidays.
I like working.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, this lady came in. She's buying this TV, and you know, as we're talking about it, she starts making these incredibly racist comments, and I'm going to paraphrase.
Please do.
And even then, my paraphrasing is probably going to be pretty bad. So she was saying, and she was like, she recently lived in South Carolina, and she was going, oh, I love being back in the culture in Tucson where all the Mexicans are because I love the Mexican culture versus the black culture.
Okay.
It was
sounding like, ah, and there we go.
Like, I'm like, so far sounding good, and then just like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, no, and she kept going, and then she called one of my coworkers an illegal.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
So she was just okay.
She grabs his hand and she's like, "What's your name?" And he's
what?
And he was like, "Marco." And she was like, "And what's your last name?" And he says his last name in Spanish and she's like, "Are you an illegal?"
What?
Wow.
He just like pulled his hand away and he was like, "What is this?" And he leaves, and I was just, oh my goodness. I was like, I cannot believe how racist this lady is.
So wait, you got this
lady. I need to stop, like, helping her.
Age?
Older.
Like, if it's senile, which is like, oh, it's normal. Maybe.
No, she And my favorite part was at the end of it, she was like, "As you can tell, I have no filter." And I was like,
I can tell.
No kidding.
I'm laughing at this because that's a line you used to use a lot.
What, no shit?
No. I have no filter.
Oh, I have no filter. Oh.
I use that excuse, but that's literal.
I once had no filter. I realize that's a bad plan.
It's really a bad plan. It really is. You get into so much trouble. But it's so fun when you're on, like, Facebook and you make people angry.
Troll.
You are a troll.
He is a troll.
So I just want to understand. This lady came in and actually was praising Tucson culture and the Mexican culture.
Yes.
And then turned that around.
are you
illegal?
Yeah.
Well, then.
But like she kept saying
Best Buy's
how
policies would not allow such an act to have been come to fruition. But no.
You know, keep in mind, I am just paraphrasing here what she was saying. So what she was actually saying is far worse than what she actually said.
I have a feeling there were words in there beginning with the letter N.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
But she was talking about how she didn't like, when she was living in the South, how the blacks and the whites fought against each other all the time. And I was like, I lived in Georgia. What are you talking about? I was like,
when did this happen?
What goes? No, you're wrong.
That was a Civil War reenactment, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well, we did establish she's older.
Georgia's worse along than South
Carolina. She was
there
at the War of Southern Aggression.
Southern aggression.
Whatever. I wasn't there.
But no, I Georgia is worse. Like, if there was ever anything that captured the culture in Georgia, it would be the Boondocks. Have you ever seen the show The Boondocks?
Oh,
that
yes.
Perfectly
that
captures
show.
Georgia.
Should I feel guilty for loving that show? No. Not yet sometimes.
No, it's great.
Great,
it's pretty hilarious.
I feel guilty enjoying and trying to explain Blazing Saddles to people sometimes.
I haven't seen that in like
adult
life.
It's an amazing movie.
I can't remember anything about it.
all you need to know is that dude punches a horse and knocks a horse out. And it actually happened.
What?
Like, he actually punched and knocked a horse out.
It was,
that's
it
impressive.
Was, it was pretty
yeah.
funny. It was, that's a pretty funny
That's all you need to know
yeah.
about that movie. Now you're going to watch it.
I'm going to have to now.
You're going to have to watch now.
Back then, PETA didn't exist.
I don't even know what it would look like to punch out a horse.
It looks pretty interesting, actually.
It, yeah,
it looked really
no,
realistic.
Well,
wow.
Because it was
because
realistic.
It was realistic.
Actually,
I thought it was
yeah.
just a trick horse,
yeah.
but maybe I'm just... It's before the day of the animal, the Humane Society was all like, wait a minute, did he actually punch out that horse?
Or maybe PETA just
that
doesn't like horses.
That was the starting event.
That was the starting
wait,
event.
Is there a chance that maybe PETA just doesn't like horses?
PETA
hates animals in general. You know how many animals die under PETA's care?
I feel like that's not part of their mission statement, buddy.
That's not part of their mission statement,
no, they hate animals. They absolutely hate animals. They kill more animals than any other organization on Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can
they
talk
kill,
about them. They're
they kill,
sponsors.
Like, they kill, like,
they're not an active
like,
sponsor.
It's, no, it's ridiculous. It's, like, 20 times the amount of animals that,
yeah.
Shelters will kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, regular shelters. Yeah, they're ludicrous. They just kill every animal that they can.
On that same note, something that I was just seeing recently, because have you all watched or at least heard of Blackfish?
Yes.
I've never seen it. Just I've only heard people talk about it. But now on Hulu, because I watch Hulu, like half the commercials are SeaWorld saying, "Well, we don't actually do anything.
We don't actually harm our animals."
So like at that point, I don't. Who's fucking telling the truth?
I've seen the footage.
I mean,
I haven't seen any of Blackfish. I have not seen any of
it.
Okay,
you should watch it then.
Because,
it's
like, how can
sad.
They. I guess, in one sense, how can you make a movie about SeaWorld harming animals and they're not really doing it? And at the same time, how do you.
Well, you had the people who had been, like, also attacked, too. Like, some of the killer whales. Or the one particular killer whale who's attacked, like, trainers and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's not necessarily just about them, how they've gotten the killer whales. It's, like, they're wild animals and they're very dangerous. And it's the way they've treated their employees as well as the animals.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Because the commercial is all about we treat our animals well. But the commercial doesn't really touch any of what you just said. So maybe that's where, like, the... Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
It's very sad. I find it very sad. But it is interesting to watch.
But
it's a very controversial type of film, though.
It really is.
Like, and the reason I bring it up is not even because about its topic itself. It's just that I thought it was interesting that there's a whole documentary about how they're bad, and then they're willing to put up commercials saying,
"Man, we're not
bad.
During,
we're awesome."
During that documentary, you can see the ad, like, "Oh no, sorry, like SeaWorld is actually really cool. We treat our animals really nicely," and then it goes right back to the documentary and death.
Well, there was legislation, but I'm horrible paying attention to stuff. But I don't know if they actually went through where they can't use the killer whales for shows anymore. Like, there was something that went through,
what,
or
really?
They were trying to get that to go through, but I actually don't know if it did or not.
I haven't
so
been
the,
to SeaWorld
the
since
mass,
like,
yeah, like, I haven't been to SeaWorld in, like, years. But
yeah.
So the mascot of SeaWorld is no longer being shown.
So it did go
that's
through.
Kind of... Well, no, I'm just... Is that that's basically what that's what it sounds
I
like.
I believe so. No, the trainers can't go into the pool with it. That's what they were trying to get.
Okay.
But I don't know... I imagine they could still have them on display,
I think that's a pretty good idea, though, not letting the trainers go in with the whales, because, you know, they're whales.
Well, the one got dragged down to the bottom,
exactly.
And then
just like Jurassic World.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Jurassic World.
They're just kind of like, they can do whatever they want, and, you have no control over that.
No.
I wouldn't want to get into a freaking tank with a whale.
It's
sounds
like,
fun, actually.
Because as a child, when
I do
want to
swim with sharks.
I want to swim with dolphins.
Dolphins is what I think would be fun with.
I would.
Or seals. Or otters. I think otters would be fun.
Otters are awesome.
Otters are cool.
Hey guys, you know what's not anywhere near where we broadcast? An ocean.
Did
you
know?
It is true. Well, we are in a desert
hey, I grew
of sand.
Up on, I grew up off the ocean.
In
so.
An ocean of sand, I should say.
Did you know otters keep a pet rock? That is their favorite rock.
What?
They do not.
And they
use
it keep it in a little pouch in their body.
What?
Yes. Otter facts.
Well, Well, now I want an otter, so I can see that.
Yeah, they keep a pet rock. It's
my
their
brain.
Favorite rock.
So wait, so they have a pouch.
Yeah,
so
they have a pouch on their body where they keep their favorite pet rock.
So they put the rock in an otter box.
Dude,
that's
you're
cool.
Pulling my leg.
You're pulling
no,
my leg.
Not. It's totally a true fact.
The pouch is an otter box. That's where they got the idea from. I'm like, now my mind is blown. I'm like, oh my god, now I know where they got that from. Makes perfect
wow.
sense now. I bet that rock is extremely dry.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Michael's
that.
Looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm currently giving Will my patented
very,
I'm judging you stare.
Very judged. judge me if you will, but my thought process is.
Right, because he has an otter box?
Judging you. Hey, I have an otter box.
Yeah.
So why are you joshing me for that?
Josh,
I'm not joshing anyone. I'm judging.
I'm judging. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, awkward see, science. So this is all going to be, the bad part about this podcast is that we've already spent like 2 hours talking to each other about all types of geeky stuff. I'm already out
oh,
of stuff. I
well,
don't know.
What were we talking about geeky-wise before we started recording?
I have no idea.
Adult coloring books?
Oh,
yeah, we were
oh,
talking
no,
about
mean,
adult coloring
okay,
books.
They don't know about
that. I remember that conversation.
Oh, yeah, oh, you weren't. You guys didn't arrive yet,
oh,
but
yeah.
Will's
oh.
right there.
Yeah, I have
oh.
three right now. They're not of adults. They are...
Oh,
adults.
I'm interested.
Don't
I mean, but
they're
adult content.
It is not adult content.
It's
not
adult content.
Why isn't there?
Oh,
there's
or,
not any cheesecake or
I mean,
beefcake in
I'm
there.
Or you're
my
not
beefcake,
calling
I'm out.
In your birthday suit. It's like intricate.
That could be a Twitch stream. No, oh, no, I can't anymore. For
please,
no. Amazon.
No.
Wait, what?
Just imagine someone making doing a coloring book. Well,
no. just like our sensor bars. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you're encouraging it.
Let's draw happy little nips here.
You gotta do it the Bob Ross. The afro. It's just so perfect the way you do the brush strokes. So like, everybody is now jealous of your perfect nips.
Anyway,
things we won't do in the stream. Well, I could.
And what I like to do for the push is I.
If only there were like the podcast could see hand motions right now. That was perfect.
Dab it very lightly and just make sure that it just spreads around very.
Landing strip.
So your duck coloring book. Now that we've ruined the concept for everybody.
Yeah. Well, no, I told my dad I got adult coloring book, and the first time I was like, adult coloring book or adult coloring book, and I was like, no.
No. See, I think what you need to do is that you can't call it adult coloring book. You have to call it coloring book for adults.
But
I think that says it right.
If you call it adult coloring book, everyone's going first. Visual is going to be
the Karma Sutra.
Why isn't that?
Okay.
I've never had a
the
color.
Illustrated Kama Sutra color by number book.
Yeah, there we go. See?
Okay, someone
this one's
make
green.
That.
Copyrighted. Right
copywritten.
Copywritten.
Copywritten 2015 from Forever Geeks Media.
From FRG Book Production.
A subsidiary of
FRG
Book.
We gotta get Chris Keys in on this.
There we go. Chris, can you help us make a... I'm serious. Kama Sutra coloring book. Thank you.
He'd totally do it.
I know he would.
He would.
That's the best part.
That's the best part. He would.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we're ruining your.
Anyway,
we're ruining
this
here.
Moment. I'm so sorry.
Totally
fine. It's so funny. At the
no,
same time.
So tonight's episode is going to be titled "Adult Coloring Books."
Adult coloring books.
No, we already had it.
All right.
We already had it before.
We already had it before.
What was
Except
it?
Except for yeah, what was
a
it?
A night of disappointment.
Oh yeah, that's. What
oh okay. Oh, there you go. There's another disappointment.
It
it's
is,
not actually
it's
an
not,
adult coloring book.
It's
yeah.
a coloring book.
It's just a coloring
adult.
Book for adults. I was looking forward to the Yowie episode, but
thanks for the tease.
Whatever.
Thanks for the fish.
They got mermaids.
Okay, man.
Okay,
so
yeah, all right,
thanks for all the fish.
And dragons.
Where are the mermaids? Oh, there they are. Okay, I see
them. This is for the Lost Ocean.
I was
it's
really
a new book
stupid.
That comes
I couldn't believe
October.
I couldn't see that. I'm sorry.
Are you blind?
Are you blind? It's in black and white. Can't you not see?
Actually, he is. That's
oh my goodness.
Oh,
way to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Way to be
whoa,
one of those.
Man. Whoa.
Hashtag
I'm
trigger.
So sorry.
I'm sorry.
Dude, you fucking use that all the time.
I love it. It's my current trendy joke.
It is.
I missed it. Sorry.
It's a scream on the stream.
Yeah, I don't watch the stream.
Yeah. If you watch the stream, you would understand. By the way, watch the stream.
Thanks for the plug.
Oh, yeah, like all the time.
It's just Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sundays, Mondays. We're here. Thursdays. Sorry.
Another death stare coming.
Some other day. We'll have a stream some other day.
So too. We're
already planning on WTF Wednesdays.
And
so
the
then
full
we just need
month of March.
Yeah, WTF Wednesdays.
Yes, we're talking about WTF Wednesdays for the stream.
Didn't the Lord rest on Tuesdays? Isn't that just a different Bible? Never mind.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a different Bible. I think you're thinking of a different Bibli. That's the word. It's just a working title. We may change the pronunciation.
We got so sidecracked.
Coloring books. Coloring books.
Illustrated Kama Sutra.
It's getting more popular, but it started, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago. And Johanna Basford, I hope I'm saying that right, really don't know. But I have two of her books right now, The Secret Garden and Enchanted Forest. And it's kind of like a search and find while you're coloring. And you have a bunch of different little critters that you're looking for. And so it's like a little treasure hunt. And it's just complicated.
You have to paint a picture for us. Like, what do you do when you're on the book?
You color.
Yeah.
Besides that part! Do you make a scene for yourself? Like on a desk? You're like, here's, I got my cup of coffee.
Really
I'm coloring now.
I'm going to, like, fuck it up. Because... Like, I'm learning about shading and stuff. I'm trying to find actually good colored pencils, which there turns out they're really expensive. Like, Prismacolor, if I wanted $150, it's like $300 at Michael's.
Whoa.
Since
when
did
coloring
pencils
become expensive?
Right.
I remember the Crayola, like, 8-pack for, $2.
Yeah, but that's Crayola.
No,
and,
you can
and
get
they're
those.
Good for kids.
Yeah. They suck. Because
I'm sorry.
It's like,
whoa, connoisseur.
It's like the rose art
they're
because they have the rose art coloring pencils.
Right.
It's like having the rose art pencils versus the Ticonderoga number 2 pencil, and that's what you get with these expensive coloring pencils.
Where the fuck did that come from? First the otter.
First the otter reference, and now we got you have to understand that the rose art is so much more complex.
At this point, if Kelsey had said that, that would make sense, because she's the one doing coloring books. Where did that come from?
I'm still learning.
The Ticonderoga is the standard of pencil.
You made that sound so natural.
Like, matter of factly,
I did not know that.
That's been an established fact since 19 blah 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 blah.
Shut up, my
school.
I know.
All I
color.
Use is Ticonderoga.
I know Prismacolor from my friend who used to draw, and then Statler, however the fuck you say that. They have a good color. I have their Ergo Soft pencils, and they're so soft at blending. It's amazing. But right now, what I first bought, which had 42 and is the cheapest I could find at Michael's, was the Artist Loft, which I'm pretty sure is like the Kroger brand of Michael's, and it was okay. It's really not that easy to blend. So, but they're so expensive. I only have 24 of the Ergo Soft.
So this is why I was asking that question before.
So you can have various details, so it's not one solid color. You can do shading and mixed colors.
Well, that's usually you press lightly on the pencil, and then when you want a darker color, you press even
more. See, but you can't do that with these shitty pencils that are all over the place.
Yeah, with shitty pencils,
because
the light comes out in one quality.
Yes, in soft and bleh.
It's
that's what these
can,
pencils
can,
are. No, that's the best
have,
way to describe
repeat,
how these pencils feel.
Can you repeat that sound effect one more time?
One more time for the kids at home, please.
Soft and bleh.
I'll let you conceptualize what that looked like.
If I had my other coloring book where I had just only used the Ergo Soft for the Statler color pencils, you could see the difference. You would feel the difference.
Yes.
Like, the Ergo Soft ones, they just glide on. It's amazing. And this one is really rough, the Artist Loft. It doesn't transfer the paper as nicely.
Right. So I guess just being not an artist, I guess I don't understand that then.
I didn't understand it. What I really want are the watercolor ones. How the fuck does that work? I don't know.
How do you do watercolor?
I imagine
pencils?
It involves water.
Wait,
So basically, here, let me rephrase this in a way that my brain understands it and make sure I understand this.
Oh, God.
So basically, what we're talking about here and the difference in quality is the difference between getting a box of mac and cheese and going to Olive Garden.
More like making your own homemade, like, fancy-ass food.
Yeah, because Olive Garden
okay.
isn't...
I've never had Olive Garden.
Maybe that's the watercolor pencils.
No, I have to show you a picture. I know the podcast can't see it, but I will show you an amazing picture that makes me so jealous that I wish I could color as well as this person did. It is beautiful.
I'm still trying to paint this scene in my head. And like, what? How do you set up the mood and the setting for you to, like, okay,
I don't
I'm going to color.
Coffee.
This first one was just a test run of me experimenting with the colors.
But like, are you on a couch just, like,
no.
away?
No,
or are you
I'm
like,
on
like,
a table. My table is not my drawing
room. Like, have some music in the background. You're like, okay, I'm
going to
move.
Soft
jazz.
No,
totally, what you need.
It's totally silent.
A beret with a...
Barney on the TV.
Oh, God.
A box of high C.
Okay.
I was not going there, but...
This is what somebody did with watercolor pencils. Yeah.
That is quite impressive.
It is beautiful.
Hold on,
contrast...
now I need to see this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Yeah, see? That is what a quality
pencil
is.
Okay,
you
didn't even know.
I know quality pencils.
And, like, I could try to show you
and that right
examples.
There is a high-quality pencil.
But it's, like...
No, it looks very nice.
It's the Staedtler watercolor pencils, and they're gorgeous, and I want them.
This
I
is
want them.
I just don't understand how that would work, though, with just... You just dab it in water,
I don't know, honestly. I need to go buy some, but they're kind of
an
expensive.
I would
and
assume.
I'm trying to look for some.
Watercolored paint, $5. Watercolored pencils, $800.
Like, this is just
per.
Regular
per.
Pencil, you know? It's color on the page, but it's not vibrant.
You know,
in
school, I used to hate coloring watercolors. I never liked it.
I'm messy.
It's just messy. I didn't like
that's
it.
That's probably why I loved coloring.
Then again, I'm still over here. I'm still at the drawing stick figures level. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what medium was used for this, but again,
and not well either.
Like,
wow.
It's very pretty.
I still draw like a five-year-old.
Five-year-olds would laugh at my
robots on people's receipts.
Yes.
But you didn't make me
do
this
time. Oh, it's robot time. Oh.
I forgot.
What is robot time?
Do tell us what robot time is.
Robot time is anytime we went to... What,
it's like adventure time.
What did we do robot time?
We did it at that grill next to where you used to live. The saloon grill, whatever. I don't know.
Okay, so we went... Like, when we did robot time, it was at this place. No, was it?
You took me there one time. I don't know what it was, but... Meredith worked there, I think.
Okay, yes. So we went to, it's Garrett's.
Right.
Yeah, so we went there, and we did robot time. So basically on the back of the receipt, we each drew a robot, and we got the waitress to draw a robot, and we got, like, other people around us to draw a robot. We did that I've done that at IHOP before, and at Buckaloo Farms, which was really fun. The corn maze.
When we did it at Garrett's, this is the second time I've done it. I don't remember the first time.
Oh, it had to have either been at Buckaloo Farms.
No, we never had been there.
I randomly asked one of the people who jump out and scare you with the chainsaw. I asked him to draw a robot on the paper, but he was like, "Oh no!"
It's like,
"Excuse me,
can you draw
a robot?
I'm trying to scare you right now. Can you not see me with the chainsaw? You're breaking my groove. I'm sorry, but you're breaking our actor's groove." Whoosh!
I'm sorry.
It's really funny.
I just want to draw a robot.
If you ever do
Twinkle.
Go there,
yeah.
Be prepared. Pumpkins have thorny, like...
Be prepared? Pumpkins?
Yeah.
I'm, like, seeing now pumpkins with scars face.
No.
Thank you. I am so in line.
I was thinking the hyenas.
The hyenas.
They're, like, thorny stems.
For pumpkins?
Yeah, like, when you grab it and it, like, stabs you. You're like...
Why is that never depicted on Halloween?
I don't know! But they're, like, the, like...
That's
micro...
so Halloween, though.
Yeah, that is so
like,
Halloween.
Why is that not part of
it?
It's not like a cactus one. It's, like, little microfiber.
Yeah, very
like,
micro, but it hurts.
It does.
It does. You don't grab it by the stem. You grab it by the bulk.
Yeah, but we didn't realize
this. By the bulk.
Wait.
You know what? Hold on.
Phrasing. I've never seen the show, but I'll go with the reference.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what the reference is.
Archer.
Oh, okay.
I like how everyone went with it for about 3 seconds. just like, wait.
Did you just say it hit us. It took
it
a,
like,
it took
a second.
Day.
It was
it
like,
took a bit, and then
wow.
It hit us.
Anyway.
So that just happened.
So that just happened.
Yeah, no, the first time I was a real idiot, and I went in sandals and a dress.
That was a bad decision.
It was a very, very bad decision. So the next year, I actually wore tennis shoes, some jeans, we got some gardening gloves, and some shears.
You got, like, Kevlar?
Limited edition shears.
Kevlar gloves.
Limited edition shears.
Yeah, I don't know what they were limited edition, but they
why were they limited edition?
I have no idea, but they had, like,
had,
leather handles.
They had the special
had, yeah.
Halloween serrated edge.
Oh, she's
okay. Oh, no, she
oh,
has
no. No,
they
she's
were
gonna...
from the QVC Jack Skellington collection.
No, but seriously.
Oh my god, they are
wow,
limited
they
edition.
Are limited. Wow. You know what? It's because of this. Look
okay.
at this.
Wow.
These are a fine pair of shears. Look
yes,
at that.
Yes, they are.
Look at everybody.
Like,
look
really
at that.
Everybody,
everybody
look.
Everybody,
look, everybody
look at
home
this.
Look, please.
Look at
thanks
this.
For watching. I really like this. No. This leather handle is freaking
is it really
amazing.
Leather?
Yeah,
wow.
That's real leather.
It is.
And that's like a gold.
It all yeah, like a little goldish,
gold
a little gold plate. Like
yeah.
They feel wow. That's actually
they're actually
okay.
Very, very nice.
At first, I was making fun of these limited edition, but now I
yeah,
totally.
I love some limited
don't
edition.
Don't go Dexter on me.
Okay, no, okay. I'm gonna make fun of Kelsey a little bit because we've already talked about high
wow.
quality coloring pencils.
These are actually pretty impressive.
And now
we gotta give them to Eddie now. All right,
gotta
make all right,
I got. All right,
so I feel like I could do some strength training with my.
Please don't shear the couch.
Hold on.
Please don't
worry,
shear the
don't
couch.
Worry. It's safe.
Hold my fingers. No.
this could be
oh,
empty. What
the shears?
Here, just toss them.
No! Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
At no point was that a plan.
Oh my god.
Look at this. How nice is that?
I almost don't want to say it, but yeah.
Eddie,
there is no reason why the experience of using shears should be this good.
Oh, no.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid good.
It's the audience at home
right?
Experience.
Okay, first was the coloring pencils, and now shears. What else you got? It's like high
no,
class.
You know, like,
right?
I need some limited
this is apparently
high
the high class
no,
house.
No, this wall over here is very high class.
Okay. That is very high brow wall.
Another visual.
High brow wall.
Because it's not like... It's not white like everything else. Well,
actually,
it's
white.
Is everything
white.
Else white or is it
no,
yellow?
No, it's a beigey kind of.
It's an off-white.
Color.
It's
yeah,
an off-white.
It's an eggshell.
Eggshell.
I really don't know. We didn't.
I think
it
is eggshell.
But actually, when we were looking at this place, Ross hated that spongy texture. He thought it was like really hippie-ish and like outdated. And I actually like it.
You need
it
to
makes
put vines
wall.
Over there.
No,
yeah.
I think that's
that might be a step too far.
That might be going away a little bit.
No, that make it like classic Roman, and then put like the pillars.
Again,
no.
A step too
and
far.
Wait,
another side of
that that has wine.
Halfway.
So we have halfway. So we got you know expert pencil maker and Roman architecture
and otter enthusiast.
And I like these subtitles we're giving you here. We're going to have to put that on the site.
Yeah.
I like Otter Enthusiast.
I love Otter
Enthusiast.
These are going to have to be his titles on the site. This
yeah.
is the thing now.
Otter Enthusiast.
Speaking of which, I think we still need to I think we need to upload Kelsey to the site too still, don't we?
Yes, we still do.
I'm not on there?
I think
because
it's
we started with
well,
the stream
because,
kids.
The stream
because
kids.
She's not in the Facebook group. Why
because she's not part of the stream.
Why aren't you part of the
it's
group?
It's because... The Skype chat we have and the Facebook chat we have has really just been the stream.
Yeah,
chat.
It is true.
There's no reason. Because normally I do these by, hey guys, we're going to go now? Sure, okay. It's basically kind of like what we did the last couple days.
Okay.
I see how it is.
So,
that's how that works.
We should just put her in there anyway, just so she could be
yeah.
part of the conversation.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but then I'm going to get text like 2 days later. God, Eddie, you guys talk so fucking much.
It's true.
Actually,
it is true.
Video
I did.
Like
I have to admit,
day,
I did.
Yeah.
I did have to mute the chat today.
I sit at work and my whole like I'm just
yeah
sitting
at work.
Talking,
and I
bing,
have, when
bing,
I get to work,
bing,
I have to move
bing,
on Messenger
like,
and hit silence alone notification.
Just every time I'm like, oh, somebody texted me. Let me. Oh no, it's just the chat.
Yeah, I silence notification.
Don't worry, I have friends who do that Facebook chats, and they have like stupid arguments, and I'm just like, okay.
So I did figure out today, because of all the constant Dean today, because I was out and about and I was getting irritated, but I actually found a Facebook check actually has a mute function there.
Yes.
And it actually said, do you want to mute for buttons? Like, you want for an hour? 8 hours? 24 hours?
Forever.
And then, and forever, I'm like,
now.
Wait. Forever.
This is the question I have about that. Is it, can you mute just a specific conversation?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty brilliant. Yeah.
And you, and if you change your mind later, you can go back in and unmute it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, so this is Facebook.
Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, Facebook Messenger itself.
So I can do this right now on my phone.
If you
if
you so do wish.
Okay.
I mean, up to this point, I think we've all been pretty good about not getting too far from the point of the chat box.
Not really.
Or at
least
I have.
A lot of conversation.
Do we have a lot of conversations?
Just a lot of conversations about, like, people's technical problems.
Okay.
Which, to be honest, David has a load of those.
You know, excuse me, such shit for mine.
I know.
I know.
And he's all like, Adam is not working today. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, no, say it ain't so.
Wait, let's talk about David so I can see. We need to talk about him right now so I know whether he's listening to the podcast.
No.
So you guys have such a meaningful streak towards him.
I love him.
And I live with him. I do live with him.
Sometimes, particularly the last couple of weeks, he's been better.
You hear that, David? You are doing much better now. Thank you.
There was a couple times I was like, hey, we're good. Okay, hey. I walked away.
If I knew that mute button was there. He bottles up his rage and keeps it, packages it away, and
like, and then it turns into Ganon's Jar of Evil.
Yeah.
Huge.
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Look at that smile. Oh, wait, you guys can't see it.
You should see that sincere, blank smile
that people have when you know they're about ready to snap.
That's why we want to do some like offshoot stuff video-wise, but I feel like the nice thing about podcasts like this is that you can just be listening.
But we have
and
so
still
many
do what
moments.
You're going to do.
We do have
so
moments.
So many moments where you wish you just have it, and then the sidebar to be like, look what he just did. And then it'd be hilarious.
Hold on, I'm taking a picture right now. Do that smile.
Wait, let me check my hair.
Oh, okay, I took a picture.
I have an Instagram that I probably should be posting to, but...
See,
probably.
We could have somebody do a live Twitter feed of this.
Not to mention the Front Row Geeks Twitter that nothing ever happens on.
Does Front Row Geeks have a Twitter?
Yes.
FRG_media.
How have I not known this?
I don't know.
There's still a lot of things
that
we're all still trying to consolidate together so that everyone is aware of it.
Right now I do have it that whenever we post to the Facebook group, it goes to the Twitter. I think I even have the... Well, no. Right now I really haven't had a point of like getting anything to Instagram because I wait until we go to cons constantly and like...
Do we have
Vines? No.
Oh, we need Vines.
We need Vines.
We totally need Vines.
Hey, that actually sounds pretty good.
I'll Where skip the Vines.
We could Periscope this, but I don't think anyone would watch.
Just 6 seconds of my life, and people are like, we're done.
Yeah.
Vines
are easy.
Those are easy.
I'll skip Vines.
Yeah. Front row Greeks? No, front row Romans. Right here.
Front row
Spartans.
Front row Romans.
Front row
Romans.
Yep, that's it.
That's Coliseum days right there.
We don't even have any followers.
That's what I'm telling
you.
I'm
not
Vegas.
Kelsey, we have followers.
Do I get a medal?
Here?
No, we'll just not feed you to the lion.
Oh, man, I wasn't live twinning that.
I wouldn't feed it to a lion. We need all the listeners we can get.
That's true.
Which, William, you do the best out of all of us. So
you do currently.
Currently right now, I'm just glad that it's doing really well for everybody.
Yay.
So,
yeah. Well, it's good.
It's good. Hey.
I just let you write it.
That's
buddy.
This moment. I'm just like, I was like getting ready to go and say something, and then the mind is all like, and shut off.
We were going to talk shitty about David.
You know what I want?
Yeah, we were.
We were.
I want to lay down on a couch and be fed grapes.
And we're back to the moment. So
that wall.
Grapes.
Okay, dude. Seriously, I don't know how that.
Front row
I live in Italy, and I'm not getting Roman from like.
Dude, it's really in your head. Like, I'm pretty sure that
I
color
see.
Of wall
it
is
does
in
look
your
Sicilian.
House.
It does look really Sicilian.
Yeah, and I guess I get that, but you're
sure.
obviously in
like, that moment of just like, this like is,
no, I have an envision of that wall over there.
It is a vision of ancient Rome with this specific wall there.
So one of these weekends, we're just going to have to go to your house and paint your wall.
No, well.
It's not his house.
They won't mind.
Have David fighting a line and we're just
my
going,
walls
like,
are currently green. Clean.
Why? That's so
ew.
Dark forest
ew.
Green.
That's it's really shitty.
Actually,
no, dark it's actually green. Very nice because there's a fake tree in the corner of the room.
Okay.
There's
like
branches
that.
That goes out. It's pretty cool.
I don't know about that. Ross,
you're,
Ross had a weird green room that just made me not.
Hold on, I'm taking a picture of the wall.
Again, another picture that could go on FRG underscore media at Instagram. If,
okay, there we go.
If,
you want to know?
If I can do anything about
well,
it, but no.
You should let me control the Instagram because I have
no, that would be a bad
crazy.
Idea.
That might end badly.
That might end badly.
You can start the Vine, buddy. We'll give you Vine.
He's all, what are you guys
why,
talking
why
about?
I have control over the Instagram.
Apparently you can control Vine. He just gave you control.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, that's
Vine
good.
Is yours,
we
buddy.
Can do Vines.
Vine's all over
you.
But I like,
you
but I like all
I
of
want
the pictures.
Well, you all can have the username and password to it and just have a different like Instagram app. Go wild. I don't care.
So I have a question.
I'll just stick to the stream.
Who here personally knows Mackenzie on the on our chat?
Not personally. I think
David's
the
only person.
David's the only one who personally
okay.
knows her.
Well,
okay.
I mean, I met her, but
the reason
Phoenix,
why
so.
I asked, because I'm seriously not sure if, like, she's messing around or she's really, like, annoyed with me.
90-10. 90-10.
It's hard to...
I'm pretty sure it's you.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it is 90-10.
Definitely. You know, I love you, and you're like my best friend.
Okay.
But there's always a strong chance that it's that second one, buddy.
I'm serious, because, like, I don't know.
You know,
just,
you know what?
Know
the other day, the other day was all your fault for posting the shit, all those pictures.
All of
actually,
those
that was
pictures.
Mostly you.
Yes,
yeah,
those, all of those pictures were mostly mine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
You. Yeah.
I forgot about
it was
that
pretty great.
That was you. Never mind. You don't deserve it.
So you do deserve that, but...
I don't think she does, from what I've seen.
I'm pretty sure
okay.
it's 90-10.
Okay.
But you would deserve it if she did.
Well, yeah, no.
It was funny the first time,
no,
passable
but...
the second time. Once you hit 5 and 6, it was like, stop!
And 30, 35, 40 was where she was, you know, like, okay, I'm done.
Block email address.
It wasn't 40. Pictures. It was
just,
like
you're right,
34.
Like 70, you're right.
It was like
70.
Like 7 pictures.
You're missing a zero there.
Heffley, remember talking about Blazing Saddles earlier?
I find it funny.
Punching horses and then keep punching them. That's when probably would stop being funny.
No. What I thought was funny was I actually like the first picture. I was totally being legit serious that I wanted that as my profile picture on the website. Was the one where Bart Simpson was mooning the crowd and he has Richard Nixon's nose and yeah, I was like because
the problem with that is that I took it seriously because I fucking know you.
No, I was totally being serious.
But
about
no one
that.
Else did
because here's the thing: when I play, and this is something that nobody really knows, but when I play Call of Duty, I actually like if I get on voice chat or anything, I always talk like Richard Nixon, and I always do this. And I'm like, you guys, you know, I just do stuff like that. And that's why I wanted to be Richard Nixon, because sometime in a podcast, I might want, or a Twitch feed, if I'm playing Call of Duty, I might talk like Richard Nixon.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a great week.
Everybody's like rolling their eyes. I was totally serious with that picture, though. And it was shot down. Just completely shot down.
So I don't think you ever made it perfectly clear that you were being serious.
No, I was. I literally said, I'm being serious about this. I want this to be my profile picture.
And I think her response to that was, no, I'm not going to take that seriously.
Yeah, well, she ended up with the worst picture. If you look at the website.
I forgot. What did she put for you?
I put a picture of Bobby with Hank's face.
Oh, yeah, that
I remember that.
Okay, I gotta show
you. Yeah, I did stare at that picture and was just like, there's something
it
wrong.
It confused my brain at first.
There's something,
like, whatever.
There's something terribly wrong with this
picture.
And I stared at it for a bit and I'm just like, it's probably just my imagination. But now that you told me what that picture actually is.
You didn't reconcile until just now?
I just, wow. I just thought. Yeah, it's.
It's amazing.
If you want to see what we're talking about, go to frontrowgeeks.com/ No, sorry. frontrowgeeks.weebly.com?
Weebly, yeah.
Weebly? I have so many damn pictures, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, you can have control of Instagram, buddy.
What?
I see everybody. You can too. Go ahead. You're ours, girl.
I see how it is.
No, no. Actually, Kelsey should be in charge of the Instagram. She's probably more artistic than I am. I just have stupid, shitty pictures.
Front row betrayal.
Hashtag front row betrayal.
Front row betrayal.
Oh, classic. Hurry up, Kelsey.
Sorry,
once you leave, we get off
track.
Yeah,
we get off track when you're gone.
Now I'm just looking at pictures.
We had a moment of awkward silence there. I'm not comfortable with that. That's a stream thing. That's on the podcast thing.
Oh, look, there's Chicago.
I'm sorry. We didn't mean to be taking material from the stream.
Yeah.
We wanted a separate thing.
Oh, I have a picture of Carmel Nips.
What?
Oh.
Wait, do I...
God damn it, dude!
Wow!
Well,
he literally did.
Well played. Sir. I'm all like, Carmel Nips? What? And then he's like, yes, they are a picture of Nips that are the caramel flavor. And with
that,
if I had a hat, sir, I would tip it to you.
You're saying it, but I think anyone who's listening is still going, what the fuck?
Yeah, see, this is what I say. We need some element of
interactivity.
So that picture is going to be uploaded on Instagram as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, seriously.
Josh's
caramel nips.
Oh, stop it, guys. Oh, yeah, Joseph flipping you off.
Enough showing us pictures. What are we going to do?
It's from a little kid's coloring book, and he's obviously flipping you off.
Or just has very short fingers except for his middle finger, which is normal size.
Which is ridiculous.
Maybe they were cut off.
Ridiculously long.
Everybody's fingers... That much bigger, but you know.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Now everyone's looking at their hands.
Everyone's like, well, my middle finger is bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be.
Yeah. Everybody.
That's human anatomy for you.
Okay.
On to the next stop.
Levin's
two for $1 each.
Ooh, do one.
Actually, stop. Get off.
I am looking at pictures.
Yeah.
That is not conducive to a podcast.
Hey, I am talking about these pictures. See, like this one. This is my favorite picture. This was an actual poster that was taken at my work. It literally says, confined, check oxygen levels before entering small spaces. How?
What?
How the fuck are you supposed to check oxygen levels?
Do you have like a little oxygen dessert after that?
Like, oh man, there's no oxygen in here. I better not go.
I bet the Apple Watch can check it.
The Apple Watch has.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Siri, is there enough oxygen in this area?
Sure.
That was
sure.
There's
not oxygen for me.
Poster, a safety poster from my work.
I will be fine. What about you?
I can't do that, Dave.
It's the next version of 0 divided by 0.
Oh, yeah. That one's so
funny.
Oh,
that was
funny. I did that yesterday. It was really hilarious.
So, yeah, you guys can take control of any social media that we got. Just let me know. Okay. I'll give you the password.
Well, hey, whatever the Twitter password is, that's going to be the same password for the Vines.
Sure.
Because Vine and Twitter are, like, the same thing now, apparently.
What?
Yeah,
no,
Vine and Twitter work under the same
thing. Are they under the same
company?
I like
so.
The visual representation there.
Yes, you guys can't see this, but I have my two fingers out like a T-Rex, and I'm
Kelsey. We would record
pushing
this.
Them towards each other.
There's one problem with it. Recording this would probably require more work from me.
It's true,
and we don't want.
Yeah, we'd actually need a cameraman
because it would be a video podcast.
Yeah.
It'd be a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we could do it so that like we just do a highlight reel of what we did during like video of what we did during the podcast. It doesn't have to be the full.
But how are we supposed to remember everything?
Well, plus, again,
it's recorded.
Still
how would we know? Gee, I don't know.
What if one of these I like get blitzed or something?
What?
What?
Wait, what?
Are you not understanding what we're talking about here?
No.
Record the audio podcast,
oh my God.
But also have a camera on us, and
okay.
We put this full episode audio wise, and then just put a like a highlight reel of what happened on video.
Like this part right here would be a highlight.
Would be a highlight.
Oh, this part would be a highlight.
It would be.
And at the end, it'd be like an end card saying, "Want more? Listen to the podcast or some shit."
Okay.
I like that
gotcha.
Idea. I'm excited.
Yeah, but it's more work.
It's not a horrible idea, but I guarantee you that would be a guarantee that I would not come back for any more podcasts. I am not photogenic.
Oh,
or
okay.
Videogenic.
I think
guess.
I sound like an idiot, yet I keep coming back. I hate the sound
of
my voice.
I have no problems
voice.
With the sound of my voice. I love hearing the sound of my own voice.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Spoken.
If
like
it was,
a true
I don't
narcissist.
Mind it. Listening to the podcast, I'm like, God, I sound so annoying. But
a vocal narcissist?
Whatever, man. I'm not photogenic. Look at my hair. It looks like shit.
They can totally see that.
I know.
Just imagine just a head with
the visual
poo
yeah,
hair.
Exactly.
Like
yes.
A cartoon poo.
He just has a the poo emoji sitting on top of his head.
That's my hair.
That's his hair.
And it does reach.
And it has the little smell lines coming up off it, too.
Yep.
Couple flies.
That should be your picture.
Smells like onions.
Yes.
One thing I was trying to massage is...
Massage.
Ideas.
You will realize you've got some great ideas. They're just all tensed up right now. Mm-hmm. Just let...
Whoa.
Crack an egg on your head. Let the yolk run down.
You
never played that
Heffley,
game?
Heffley.
Everybody's
Heffley.
Looking at me like... Heffley. Like
no, no, no. I'm looking at you because not only did you know the visual gag, you also said it so fucking low, I don't think anybody heard.
So now we're all reacting to something they have no idea what the hell happened.
I was quiet? Okay. Crack an egg on your head. Feel the yolk running down.
Okay.
That felt weird when I remembered.
We used to do that on the roof.
What does the roof have anything to do with that game?
Me and my cousins used to do that on the roof, and then like at the end of it, like three, four, however many times we felt like doing that, whenever we were finished, we would shove whoever we were off of the roof. And then if they got pushed off of the roof and they weren't able to turn around and grab you and drag you down with them, then you got a point. If
I'm
if
starting
they
to understand
you down,
where,
they
what's,
got a
what's,
point. I'm understanding a lot about that.
A lot about
right
you
now.
You're, the way that you are progressing in this particular endeavor, I can understand where it's coming from now.
Suddenly the universe
it
makes
was
perfect
just,
sense.
I mean, it was just a roof. It was only 8 feet up.
Heffley,
only eight feet up.
Heffley, can you relay the story again? Wasn't there at some point where you were wearing a helmet and fruit was being dropped on you?
Oh, yes. No, I have a video on Facebook where I got a watermelon dropped onto my head. Because...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so
I hope
one of my
homeless.
Friends... One of my friends got an arm surplus.
Why did he go to that?
Michael's gone.
See? Video real. Right there. He looks like a fish out of water.
Why are
you still battling?
Oh my.
I think I should faint.
This is why we need video.
Give us more work.
Oh, I'm getting tears.
When Jeffrey's brother moves out here, we'll get him to do it.
So, one of my friends went to Miller Surplus and he bought an army helmet, like an old Surplus army helmet. And I was joking around. I was like, I bet you could drop a watermelon on your head and you won't feel a thing. And so,
I was challenged.
For science, we had to figure this out. So, we got a watermelon from the store across the street.
Fact. Heffley is a man of science.
We
fact. The science teachers in high school didn't agree.
Hey. I got a, what was it in biology?
I didn't say I agree with them.
I got a better grade than you in biology.
Yeah, freshman year, first class. But
yes, I know.
Kind of downhill from there.
Because I didn't do any work in that class, Eddie did. So his work got graded, and mine just somehow magically got A's.
Not loud.
I'm not lying.
No.
Eddie is shaking his head because he remembers one particular moment. He spent an entire night
doing this paper.
And I never did it again. It taught me a very valuable lesson. Never going to do an overnight on anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a degree, buddy.
And he got a C.
And you got a default.
I didn't do
a.
anything, and I got an A.
Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
Tangent
anyway.
After tangent.
That was a very, very awkward tangent.
Awkward? No, I can follow it.
Anyway.
Anyways, back to
the story. It just we'll never get to the end of the story.
No, yeah.
So, we had to test this out. So, I put on the Army Surplus helmet, and then we
speaking
went
of helmets, I wore a helmet cam once, guys.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no. Anyway, let me finish my story before we start going on to other ones.
Right, I don't know about you, but I'm interested about this helmet cam now.
No, so we dropped the watermelon down from a two-story building, and it landed, like, smack on my head, and it shattered in a million pieces. And the one nurse who was there, she was like, are you conscious? I'm like, I'm standing up. I'm good. It was loud. If you ever wear an Army helmet, don't let anything hit it because it is super loud and it will, like, destroy your eardrums.
You need
it's
ear
ridiculous.
Protection.
However, on the bright side is that by wearing it, it did not destroy your skull.
Right.
Bonus.
Right.
Wow.
Bonus.
So, Eddie wore a helmet cam one time. We went go-kart racing. Like, down at the place on Houghton.
Yeah,
it's off of Houghton. It's down there by the drag strip. And we went go-kart racing. So we're going around. There was me. Who was it? Me.
Me, Chris, Chelsea.
Yeah,
Alex,
Chris and Chelsea
and
Alex.
Were there. No, you
you always say that I was there, but I was
actually
there.
You all hung out. It was just, you being there.
We edited you in post.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're all.
Why the
you know,
fuck were you there?
A little fat head of me.
We're all going through. We're all going through and. Like, I'm flying, I realized, like halfway to my first lap that you didn't really need to brake because the go-karts could handle the corners at top speed and go through. So I'm going around everything, Chris is flying around with me the course, and here's Eddie, slowly plodding along, and he's the one who has the helmet cam. So he's going along, and everybody's passing him, and you can see in the video, like, we watched the video later that night, you can see everybody just flying past him, and then,
I just didn't have it in me, like on
the last lap or the second to last lap, he finally gets the courage to go fast, but not so fast because people are still passing. But he finally gets the courage to go fast, and the only noise you hear from the track, other than go karts going nyow, 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 is Eddie going woo. Like, it was literally like that woo.
You know, I still have that video, and I have it halfway produced because it was supposed to be, that video was supposed to be kind of like a, what would you say, preconceived primordial, I don't know, what?
Okay. Squirrel!
Apparently I'm Mindy.
Oh.
Oh! Someone's, oh!
Wait, let me finish! I'm gonna let you finish.
Yes, please, have some more word salad.
The point is that I still have that video, and it was supposed to be one of the early incarnations of what we're doing now. So I still have it. It's like halfway produced, but I just never finished it.
You know how many times you guys have told this story on this podcast?
We've told this podcast?
Wait, what?
Well, yeah. You guys should know.
Like, at least once, maybe twice.
Oh.
I don't remember
well,
this.
Well, thankfully, I didn't hear this story. But
yeah, this is
you
my
to
first
somebody.
Time hearing it, but...
We have a bunch of new listeners. Maybe one or two
maybe.
More.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I just
and then those time. That have been listening for a while, oh, God, not the go-kart story.
Not the...
no.
If anybody... knows me, has known me for a long time. Eddie, whenever I hang out with new people, he always has to have me tell.
But I don't want you to tell. I'm pretty sure we told that one before.
What the drunk?
Yes.
Ending up in a
yes Halloween.
City?
Halloween
yeah.
2010.
Yeah, Kelsey's
10.
Heard it. Everybody's heard it
heard
multiple
it.
Times. Oh,
okay.
See,
let's do it.
There's already
let's
somebody new who hasn't heard
everyone,
it.
Everyone, feel free to skip like 5 minutes ahead if you heard this one before.
But side note, I did get a text that said, "Hey Mindy, it's Jesse. What do I say?"
Hey Jesse.
Hey Jesse, it's not Mindy. That would be my response. Hey Jesse, it's not Mindy.
No, just say, hey, what's up?
Hey,
ask
Jesse.
Josh if you want mischief. Ask somebody else if you want to be responsible.
Actually,
I'll
should be.
Tell her it's
just
not,
say,
it's not
say, hi Jesse, mischief managed.
Mischief managed. Tell him.
Well, how cool would it be to have like my like chat thingy go on Chive?
You
but
could
I'm,
say
I'm
James.
Not creative enough for that.
You could pretend to be James from Team Rocket.
This is not Misty, this is James.
Yes.
We need, like, actual feed from people to be like, what should I message?
Vote now.
Vote now.
Vote now. We know that the conversation will have been over by 5 days by the time you hear this, but please vote now. What should she have said?
5 days later.
Caller, you're on the line.
6 months later.
Hi, big, long-time fan, first-time caller. I've loved you guys since episode 1. Now we're episode 2. Okay, Heffley, go ahead. Everyone, 5 minutes. Skip now.
Oh, man. Okay, so...
this is my favorite story.
Yes, this is Eddie's favorite story because of the insanity that went into this story. So, one night... me and
Halloween,
a few friends, it was Halloween, and we decided to go drinking. So we...
sounds about right now.
We didn't want to stay at home to drink because it was Halloween, so we went out to the club. So we went out to 4th, right? And we were drinking a little bit there. And we go, you know, it's about like 8 o'clock, and we're like, ah, you know what? Let's go somewhere else. We've been to these bars a lot. Let's go somewhere else. So we go up to Phoenix. We go to Scottsdale. And that's all I remember of the night. Just, we'll leave it at that. Next morning, I wake up. I'm in this house. And I'm like, oh, wow. There's a lot of people everywhere. They're all over the floor and everything. I somehow managed to get the couch. Kudos. anyway, I get up. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm really tired. I walk outside. And as soon as I walk outside... I realize it's 20 degrees, and there's snow on the ground, and I am not in southern Arizona, so I'm like, well, shit. I go back inside the house, wake up my friends. Before I went back inside, I looked out in the street, and there's my friend's car, the car that we were using for the evening. It's at the house. I go inside. I wake up my friend. It was me and three other friends. I wake up one of my friends. We find another one of our friends, but the third friend is missing. The guy who owns the car. And we're like, oh, shit, where is he? So we're trying to call him, we're trying to text him, we're trying to do whatever we can to find him. We have his car, we have his keys. We don't know how we got there, but we were in Flagstaff. Just so you know, we were in Flagstaff. Well, we finally get a call at like 2, 3 in the afternoon when he finally woke up. He goes, where the fuck are you guys? Like, we're in Flagstaff. Where the fuck are you? He's like, I'm in El Paso.
What?
Yes. Yeah. So his car, his keys were in Flagstaff with us, and he was in El Paso at a different party.
How did that even happen?
We don't know. We don't know.
To this day.
To this day, we don't know how it happened. But, like, fortunately, I had a friend who could come and pick us up, who lived in Phoenix, could come pick us all up in Phoenix. I had a friend who could pick us all up from Phoenix because we didn't want to drive his car back. He had to fly back to... no, it was something prevented us from using his car. He had to fly back to Phoenix and then drive up to Flagstaff to get his car.
Why would you not?
Because he didn't want us to drive his car or something.
He's in El Paso. Why would he care?
I don't know. I don't remember
the details
of that part.
Why would you guys leave for Phoenix? It's like, you know what? We've been to all the bars down here on 4th.
Let's go to Flagstaff.
Or Flagstaff?
Well, yeah. We ended up in Flagstaff somewhere.
Well, I mean, going from Phoenix, going from Tucson to Scottsdale is already, you know, I can rationalize that because you're going from nothing to decent options.
Yeah.
But then suddenly going to Flagstaff.
Hey, viewers. No. We have listeners in Tucson. Tucson's great.
Hi, Tucson listeners. You party in Phoenix too, don't you? That's what I thought.
Well, no, because what happened is I ended up at a house party somehow. That's how we went up to the house party.
Party somehow moved from Scottsdale to Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Well, there's no
so
way.
You went to bars in Scottsdale, and that's how you got introduced to the house party in Flagstaff.
Well, that's how it had to have happened, whereas he ended up in El Paso.
Yeah, your friend must have gone to a different party and just like gone on a plus or something.
But, Seth also was in Scottsdale at the bar with you.
Yeah.
So how did he get it?
The split had to have happened in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. It had to happen there. but I don't remember
party
it
bus.
Because I was really
boom.
Fucking
there you
drunk.
Go. It was a party bus.
Yeah, it had to have
he
been.
Got,
it was
you, you guys went to a house party and he went on a party bus. Party bus stopped in El Paso.
Had
boom.
To have been.
Done.
Yeah.
Solved.
Next
or,
solved.
Or wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Less likely.
Yeah, I think so.
Little...
I'm sticking with the party bus.
Party bus?
Because I'm thinking what happened
I'm
is...
sorry, but the madman in the blue box does not randomly
he wasn't,
mess with drunks.
I'll put it this way. He wasn't my friend. He was one of our, like, a mutual
friend. He was
friend.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah. So, but what I was guessing, because I haven't been in contact with this guy ever since he ended up there, but what I'm guessing happened
I'm pretty
is
sure
he...
was pissed.
Yeah. No, he was really pissed. What I'm pretty sure happened was
my
he...
fault he went to
I'm thinking party bus or something like that, where he ended up there, like, at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Ended up passed out
and
on
then went to a party
because of that.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
that's
know.
The
it
most.
How did he get mad
feels.
For him being in El Paso?
I don't know.
Well, because he was in El Paso, but his car wasn't. That's why he got mad.
Understand?
So I bet you guys drove his car there.
Yeah, you guys would have had
without
to drive
him.
His car from
from
were... Seattle to Flagstaff.
There's a lot of parts of this story which just is like defined.
Well, and the part and the fun part is apparently they were drunk for 90% of the story. So
I know.
Therefore.
Yeah, and drove there for 2 hours, somehow managed
blackout
to drive
drunk.
There.
Right. That's the scary part. No,
we
what
here
it
at
was,
Front Row Geeks does not condone any driving of drunk.
Heffley's been sober ever since.
Driving
I know,
on
it's, I know it wasn't. I know
yes.
I didn't drive it.
Yeah, see?
I know I didn't drive.
How do you know? How do you know
I just know
how
I didn't
know
drive.
You didn't drive?
I just know I didn't drive.
How do you know?
Because I never drive
but
when
if
I'm
you,
drunk.
Well, how do you know? You blacked out.
Because I never drive when I'm drunk.
See, that doesn't make
sense. I
but
am
if, you're,
very,
so if you're black
Eddie,
drunk...
Hey, ask Eddie, I'm a very responsible drunk.
It's... Well, I mean, your story
you
kind
end
of
up in Flagstaff! How is that responsible?
Short contrary.
No,
the story.
Like, to myself, I'm
look,
very
look, look.
Responsible.
Here's what I can give you.
Couch disconnected.
Oh.
What I can give you is that if you've never done something before, now that you couldn't do it first time somewhere, but not having done something that's pretty indicated that maybe you didn't do it, more so than you did. I'll give you that.
Well, here's my concern, and this is just me playing devil's advocate, is while you have been conscious enough to remember it, you have never driven drunk. However, obviously, when episodes like this are a thing, you have no way of knowing. You could have driven drunk a dozen times in episodes like this. So, devil's advocate, it's still possible.
Yeah,
meh.
It has to be acknowledged as possible, regardless of how implausible, because you normally would not.
I think
wait, what's that saying
that
people...
Who knows?
What's that saying that people always throw out about impossibilities and blah, blah, blah?
Whatever,
blah, blah, blah.
Or once you remove the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, is the truth.
Okay. So there you go. Truth.
What?
Yeah,
what?
I don't know.
What?
So he just
so what we
that
just
into,
what
you
we came from this story is...
Truth.
Okay, because it did happen. Because I remember, because I was
on. We know the beginning of the story and
Halloween.
The end of the story. The juicy bits in the middle are
who knows? Who fucking knows? But I do remember because I was Arthur Dent for Halloween, and I remember being very glad because it was cold as balls in Flagstaff. It was super cold.
Although,
and
okay.
I was like, yes, I'm in a nice little robe.
Then I have a very important question for you. Did you remember your towel?
Yes.
Good.
I did.
Never mind. We're
done. I had my towel with me the entire time.
That's
good
how you
man.
Got home
good
safe.
Man.
Yes.
Never mind. Take that back. You were incredibly responsible.
No.
Yes.
You know how I am when I'm drunk. You know.
But I don't.
Wait. Unless you get blackout drunk too.
No. Only one time. Only one time.
Kelsey knows.
How about you?
Yeah.
Not
you responsibly drunk.
You're not totally irresponsible.
You're not totally irresponsible.
No,
maybe
not
a little
he's
bit.
Not irresponsible. I just don't really know.
We don't bother gauging it when it happens. I think we're trying to say.
Okay.
And to your credit, we haven't done anything that makes us. Oh yeah, fuck him. We don't hate when he's drunk because we don't have that story. So you're probably okay.
Remember when I took the shot of Everclear?
Yeah.
After I was already drunk.
But see, that was funny, and you didn't. Thankfully, that didn't escalate to anything worse.
Yeah.
That didn't land you in Flagstaff.
I think you're giving yourself too much credit a little bit, maybe, buddy, because I think
no,
you were too drunk to do
I
anything.
Know when I'm drunk, I take care of other people. I make sure things
work and flow.
But I think that's like been our 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Five well,
minutes.
But this is a new
the
part.
Fast forward
we've actually never dissected
out.
It this
oh, okay.
way. We never dissected it this much of it before. So.
Oh.
So.
Oh, so we're adding new layers. Well then.
New content.
New
DLC,
layers.
Everybody.
DLC. Free DLC.
$9.99. No, not free. Not free. Stop that.
It is
$9.99.
Yeah, it's $9. The whole
podcast is
free. A minute.
That is
wow.
I wouldn't buy that for
a
dollar.
Well, then.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Oh, I love that line.
Yeah, that line's pretty cool.
Have you seen it on loop on YouTube? That's one of the best. There's no reason it should be good, but
yeah.
Oh, I can watch that on loop for a long time. Haven't seen the new RoboCop, though.
It's alright.
You haven't seen the new RoboCop?
It's alright.
I liked it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It actually, it was surprisingly good. I thought it was going to be just a total shit fest, but it was
I did
good.
Too, which is why I haven't seen it.
No, it's actually really good. They have some pretty cool, like, little homages to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask a meta question about it. Was it that good because the star of it, the guy who played RoboCop, I haven't seen him in shit since that movie.
That movie,
yeah, got him, that movie got him no job, as far as I know.
Who was it?
He was somewhat famous up to that point, and then he... But I can't
no,
remember who
he
was. Yeah, he was famous for something else, too. I can't remember what it was. I'm going to look it up. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
IMDb.
I'm going to
No, because he goes to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's right.
What?
And he does
I always go
IMDb.
IMDb.
Yeah, I always do IMDb as well. It's easier. It's faster and easier.
I've never had a problem going to Wikipedia. I love Wikipedia.
But you have to, like, scroll down the list.
I also consider IMDb more trustworthy.
Yeah.
Harder to edit.
Okay,
yeah,
Heffley,
exactly.
Your Wikipedia story, please.
Oh!
Again, this will be the second time you've told it on the podcast.
No, 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 there's no way we did this one already.
Yes, you have!
No. The time where I edited the Wikipedia article for the,
You did tell this story.
What animal was it?
I don't remember.
The dodo bird.
The dodo bird. Yes, I edited the Wikipedia article of the dodo bird to say that the dodo bird had the largest penis out of any animal on Earth in comparison
to
size.
Hey, I trusted that. That's a joke, by the way.
Yeah. No, like, I edited that, and apparently I didn't know this, but I think it became slightly famous, and that was one of the reasons why Wikipedia is now, like they control it a little bit better. Because it was up there for like 6 months that like the dodo bird had the largest penis in relation to its size than any other animal on the earth.
Which is why it died, because it probably just it died off because it just
it wasn't doing much else.
It wasn't real enough.
It had one thing going good for it.
It had a large dick.
Wait. Okay, the actor's name is Joel. Shoot, I just lost the guy.
Joel Schumacher.
Joel Kinnunen. Swedish American actor.
Joel
Kinnunen. Before RoboCop.
Sounds like you're trying to start a car.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel Kinnunen.
Maybe he wasn't really that famous.
Yeah, exactly. He was a nobody.
He was in the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Don't see it.
didn't see it. Don't see it.
He's in Suicide Squad now. He's going to play Rick Flagg.
Oh, see, there you go. So he's had something.
So yeah, I take that back.
So
oh,
wait.
No. Yeah, okay. So he's doing okay then. So I just saw what he did, and yeah, this is pretty. He's in The Killing, the TV show The Killing, which is a very popular TV show.
Is it?
Is it? Because
yeah, I hear
not a single one of us have heard
of
this show outside of Eddie.
I actually haven't seen it yet. It's on my queue. But
so out of the five of us in this room, four of us have never heard of it, and the fifth has never seen it.
Okay.
So it's a popular show, guys.
I hear
it
all the time.
It's a major show.
Like, I hear it referenced a lot. That's my only reference to how popular it is. Is that without looking up information about it, I hear about it.
So
that's all I got, guys. I'm sorry.
A friend of a friend told me about this party.
So it must have been
so
good.
So it must have been great.
Hey, that's how you ended up at your party, so shut up.
It was in
hey,
Flagstaff.
My parties are awesome.
Especially
when
they're in Flagstaff.
But that wasn't my party.
Who knows?
That was somebody else.
You don't know
party.
Anymore.
Yeah,
you
might have been the one who
party.
Threw it.
Maybe I was the one who went, hey, let's all go to Flagstaff and burn down a house.
You organized it. This
whoa! Now you're saying you burned down a house.
Whoa! Now we have arson.
Now we have arson.
Then we have drunk driving and arson now.
No, I didn't burn down a house.
Yeah, but he did drive drunk. But he did drive drunk. He just admitted it.
I almost burned down a church one time.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa! Okay, then. Okay, then.
So, we had a bonfire.
Okay.
It was in a fire pit, so it was okay because it was in the fire pit. So we put, like, pallets, and we put, like, a whole bunch of wood in there and all this stuff. And we caught it on fire, and we lit this bonfire up. And as we're waiting for people, like, it was just me and my friend Carl. And as we're waiting for...
Carl.
Shut up. As we're waiting for all of the people to come out of the church and go to the bonfire and everything, the fire started building and building and building to the point where it literally was pouring over the edges of the fire pit like water.
Unlike your story.
It looked like water flowing over the only it was fire. And it, like, literally almost caught, like, the trees that were nearby on fire, which would have spread to the church. I mean, that would have happened. I almost burned down a church one time.
At which point he realized he was actually playing Minecraft and you shouldn't start a fire pit with lava.
Yes, essentially. I remember sitting there and I was watching it and I was like, huh, that's getting kind of dangerous. I was like, Carl, maybe you should go get the fire extinguisher. And he goes, yep. And he runs. And we're, like, just sitting here watching it as fire is just pouring out. Like water.
So I forget. Did Hefty say that he's only responsible when he's drunk? Or that he's responsible in general? But I feel like his stories are kind of...
He only said
I'm more responsible when I'm drunk than in sober.
Okay.
Well, okay.
So drunk Hefty is responsible.
Because so far we got pushing off roof, watermelon on the head...
Flagstaff
trip and almost burning down a church. All in
I've got a lot
session.
More.
I know
I
you
got,
do.
I think you pretty much summed it up for us.
This has been Weekly Confessional with Hefley.
We used to jump. There was trees in our backyard. We used to jump from one tree into the next. Like
the hell, dude.
I'm not going to lie. That actually is something I would have done as a kid. So
right. No,
I didn't do
really
it
fun.
Because I have a healthy sense of self-preservation, but I would have.
Apparently you lack that self-preservation need.
No. Of course not. I mean, of course.
What do you mean,
did.
Of course? Yeah, of course
no,
you
no,
did.
No. The problem is that Healthy has a pretty healthy sense of preservation. He just overestimates what he can be preserved from.
That'll be fine. That's my motto.
That's what we'll be on this gravestone.
Here, hold my beer.
It's all fine. It's all good.
Famous last words.
Hey, watch this.
Yeah, anyway. It was a good idea at the time.
I think somebody wrote in our yearbook, like, you know how we had the signings of the yearbooks? I think somebody wrote in my yearbook, don't die.
Hey,
that's solid advice.
Yeah.
Very solid advice.
And
so far,
a level of caring because they obviously wanted you to live on. That's touching.
It's very touching, actually.
I don't remember.
And so far,
was.
You've succeeded. You've held to those words.
Yes, I have survived.
Some very
I think. I don't know. How are you feeling? Any kind of cravings for brains or anything?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're good then.
Not brains.
No.
He's the liver zombie. Mm. He's one of those. Oh, you don't know?
I don't
know. Well.
Time for another story?
There was this time where he ate a liver.
And now, the rest of the story.
The rest of the story?
Isn't that what that one guy did all the time? Oh.
And now, the rest of the story.
Yeah, sorry, what's his name again?
I don't remember. It was like when I was like five.
It was like an NPR thing, I think.
No, it was like just a regular AM radio.
For All Things Considered.
I've heard that one too, but I don't remember who that is.
That.
NPR. That's NPR.
Oh.
But no, it was like he. It was like AM radio. I know that it was in the 80s, probably early 90s too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he died like a few years ago.
See, he didn't live up to the promise you lived up to tonight.
Yeah. He did not live up to
the promise.
Are
you talking about Vincent Price?
No.
Oh.
Whoa.
Bless that man. Let's
bless that man, though.
Bless
yes.
that man.
That man is a good man.
A national treasure.
He was.
Yeah, he was. He was a good man. I like Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My first exposure to him was this Thurston Ghost of Scooby-Doo.
Yes, that was mine too.
I loved that show.
Yes.
I was upset that it ended so soon.
I think it was because of his death.
Was it? No. I thought it was just because it didn't do that great in the ratings. Yeah, there's a spinoff from Scooby-Doo called The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
And Vincent Price.
Paul Harvey.
Vincent Van Gool.
Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey.
Oh.
Paul Harvey who?
Wait, that sounds familiar, but not.
The name.
Oh.
What else does he do? Because that sounds familiar, but not familiar. Oh, it is Paul Harvey. Yes. Sorry. It's come back to me now. Yes. That voice. Oh. Okay. That nostalgia.
Ha. Google Foo is strong.
Google Foo is strong.
But now we're like totally lost track of it. Oh, Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Bless that.
Yes.
Man. No. Yeah, my first exposure to him was
The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
And it was a spinoff where they actually find real ghosts. Like real in-universe ghosts. And they
like, not like, oh, it was actually Old Man Hill.
Yeah.
Huh.
Only you can return the
ghost. Let's find out
Scooby-Doo.
Who it was. Oh, God, it's a real ghost.
The more I watch the classic Scooby-Doo, the more I realize, like, how high the people were who made that show. Like, I watch a lot of those shows, and you sit there and watch it, and you go, these people were stoned off their asses when they made this show. Like, these are life experiences for these people. They got into a van and they went and hunted down ghosts.
Well, God bless the drug addicts because they're still making TV shows. There's some still great ones out there. I was actually...
Scooby-Doo Incorporated is actually not too bad.
Yeah, I've seen episodes of that too. I'm actually... That was one of the things I was thinking about for a weekly podcast. Because I wanted it something a little more constant to add to what we have right now because I'm totally failing at consistency when it comes to episodes.
Because we are kind of bouncing about, aren't we?
Well, I mean, this is what we're doing right here is what I expect from our episodes when we do a group meeting.
Ah.
Interviews are obviously laser focused on the person there.
Ah.
But the interviews are few and far between.
Yes.
And we only do this one once a month, except last month when I was away on business.
That was what, like 3 months ago was Wolf Germany?
Yeah, Wolf Germany was like
Yeah, that was
months
a
ago.
Long time ago. That was like right before Christmas, wasn't it?
No.
It wasn't that long.
Whoa,
no.
That was like...
No, it was like after Christmas.
Yeah, it was when David was down.
Yeah. Because he was in town for the Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
So that was right after we came back from GDC, actually.
Yeah, it was after GDC, because I remember we talked about it.
When was GDC?
March.
Okay.
So it would have been probably April?
Yeah, no,
3 or 4 months ago.
So
yeah,
3 months ago.
Yeah.
And then I think we did it's another
like
one,
a
another
or
one
something.
In May.
Yeah.
Because I got that at my Fitbit.
Yeah, June is the one we missed out on, because just that.
I blame society. And by society, I mean well.
Anyway,
I was
thinking
that was a double take.
I was thinking that weekly, just to have like a weekly segment with this, I was going to massage the. If that's what I was saying earlier, it was a massage the idea. I like calling it massage the idea.
Crack an egg on the
field. And there we go, tangent.
And then that's done. It's all on a little tangent with the roof story, and then
it was
like story time with Heffley.
I was thinking about like just covering some of the stuff down because I think I watch like 3 cartoons right now. I watch Steven Universe, Adventure Time, and something else. I can't remember what I watch. But basically those
Pony.
Two. I don't watch
it's
that.
True,
one.
He does.
But
are these cartoons that you keep current?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I watch them too.
I got them on Amazon.
I watch
Prime.
Futurama, The Simpsons.
Yeah, and it's just interesting because like cartoons like that are like still really like they're the modern type, but they're really good.
Yeah.
But they're not anime, so it's a little different than like what we talk about elsewhere. But so no, I was thinking about maybe making that like a week segment, but I still got to think about it. There's something I want to do weekly, even if it's only like half an hour. Maybe you can help me with that. We can do something weekly. When
hey,
over.
Why not?
We'll figure something out.
Sundays. Right before our podcast,
mm-hmm.
or our stream.
Our stream, yeah.
We could do something like that.
We'll figure it out.
That would be pretty good. Talk about shows that I'm not watching.
But
you
heard from a friend that they're really good.
Yes. What's that
and
show
more,
again?
And more
whoa,
obscure
whoa,
knowledge.
What was that show again?
The Killing?
The Killing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more obscure facts about otters.
Yeah.
They hold each other's hands when they fall asleep.
Yes,
yes.
That one everyone on the internet knows, though.
Aww.
Did Will know that?
No, but that's so sweet.
Will's not
so not everybody, Michael. What did we discuss?
Will's not from the internet.
Michael, again, am I going to have to reinstitute this class or sooner rather than later? We talked about discrimination. You just discriminated against his internet watching. You lessened his experience. I'm sorry, Will.
I established the fact that he's actually not from the internet. It's okay. He watches plenty of internet. I respect the amount of internet he watches.
How much internet do I watch?
Not as much.
Well then.
That was informative.
Not enough.
Okay. So did anybody find out why we were seeing Princess Amidala on it? Phoenix
no.
on TV?
Yeah. On Phoenix? Oh, yeah. San Francisco Diamondbacks game?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because I think that could be our last topic if nothing else is coming
Google
up.
Google is our
we
got to
find that out.
Yeah, we do.
We're the front row geeks. This is what we're supposed to be really good about.
That was yeah.
Well, see, that's what
tonight.
We're the frontier. Yeah. We're the frontier of geekdom. The last baseball is not part of geekdom.
But apparently it is because they got Star Wars characters.
And Star Wars is not the frontier. It's one of the home planets.
It's historical.
It's one of the home
planets.
A long
time ago,
of
you know?
Geekdom.
It's true, but they're in our house. We should know.
Okay, so
that they're in
July 18th. The Diamondbacks,
that's
which is tonight, the Diamondbacks had Star Wars night at Chase Field.
There you go.
Which was
so that
evidence.
Was what we were seeing was Star Wars night.
What's crazy about it? You guys saw it. It's not just people like you know. Oh, I came in a Star Wars shirt today. Sweet. They were at a baseball game in Phoenix, Arizona. Where even at like 8 o'clock at night, it's not cool.
It was Chase Field, so they probably had the roof closed.
They did have the roof
air conditioning on.
They did have the roof closed.
I still can't imagine it's like super comfortable.
Well, they had the air conditioning on.
I guess I've never been in it before. Still, that's
you should go. They have like 3 McDonald's.
I have no reason to go to
the baseball
game. I still
call it the Bob.
Yeah. I was there. I went there when it was the Bob. I went to each McDonald's and ordered a Big Mac. Not a Big Mac. A Whopper. Tried to order a Whopper. No, they have Burger Kings there.
Yeah, like,
and I tried to order Big Macs at all of the Burger Kings.
And you went from one to the next.
Yeah, and then I remember specifically saying to one of them when they said, we don't serve Big Macs, I distinctly remember saying, but you're supposed to have it your way. Why can't I have it my way? Why can't
such
I have a Big Mac?
Some people just want to see the world burn.
It's true.
And then I remember being pissed that
you're
I couldn't
the
get
reason,
a giant novelty
so
phone.
So you're the reason why you're one of the reasons why we have to hit caution. It's hot.
No, I'm not.
Coffee's beverage may be hot.
Definitely is part of the reason we can't have nice things.
See, but that's the thing. Through all my wild adventures, I never sue. So there you go.
Bless you.
But you pretty much gray the hair of every customer service associate. That can be good.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a reason.
Literally, no. I mean, it's
these are for my job, for my work, and this little bastard is from halfway.
There is somebody you asked that question to at that baseball stadium who went home and had a glass of whiskey and a loaded gun and go.
He wanted it his way. Wanted a Big Mac. We don't do that. I asked him we could take the Whopper. If you want, we can put a bun in it. But he said, no, it's not the same thing. You don't. He's like, I want a Big Mac with the sauce. I said, we don't even know what's in that sauce. I can put ranch in it. Or no, I want the Big Mac sauce. The manager was drinking whiskey in the office going, this is what my life has come down to.
You know,
oh
now I realize why so many people, if they have problems with customer service, they come and ask me. Like my friends recently, my friend Keith and Meredith, they recently got moved. So they had to get Cox Internet from one place to the next place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whoever did their transfer literally did nothing and then reestablished their internet at their old place. So I have to call up and talk to them, and boy, did I get served quick. They helped me. They immediately, like, I was sitting there, I was like, so what's going on? How come we can't connect to the internet? And they're like, let me get you to the retention department. I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, so they instantly send me to the retention department, and your battery is getting low.
Yeah, so
okay,
wrap it up.
Jeez. All right.
It's like, oh, God, here's Heffley. He's calling in.
Department.
Get him over to retention now.
Yeah.
He's like, going to flip
Josh
his
Heffley? Fuck.
No time at all. I get into
he's
going to
ask for AT&T
like, hey.
Time Warner.
No, I'm kind of annoyed.
I'm CenturyLink.
Oh, fuck that place. They suck. Anyway.
From our geeks, this may be our future sponsor.
We get a story, and I'm just like, oh, you know what? I'm getting kind of annoyed here because, you know, we're trying to get this through, and they immediately sent me to you, which is the retention department. All I'm trying to do is figure out what's going on. The guy was like the most friendly and best customer service guy I have ever dealt with my entire life. He instantly made me, like, from being angry to happy. And I was like, yes, I like this guy. I'm going to deal with this guy from now on.
Because you don't understand. They actually hired that guy. What's the position? Oh, yes, you're the Josh Heffley retention guy.
You are the Heffley diffuser.
No,
he works for every company.
He did a fantastic job. See, now, if everybody did that, if everybody had a guy like this guy, it would be...
They wouldn't be drinking whiskey
or
loading
place.
Gun?
There's a loading gun, wondering why you're asking for it. They would be like, you know what? You're right. Let's get you that Big Mac. Hey, Joe, can you go over to the McDonald's over there and give this guy a Big Mac and pretend to put it in our own microwave?
and rewrap
it into a... I'll scratch out Whopper and put Big Mac here, and I'll give it
no,
to
no,
him.
No, no, no. Use the Big King wrapper and just scratch out King and write Mac.
You are a dish.
All right. Everyone, plug away. What do we need to plug before
anything to plug.
Tomorrow's podcast.
No, Heffley, plug away.
Not podcast. Our
streams.
Tomorrow's stream. I am playing, I already forgot again. What game?
It doesn't matter because...
It doesn't matter.
No one will hear this podcast before we stream tomorrow, so
I'm going to be surprised.
So just Sundays.
Sundays. We're going to be streaming. Tomorrow we're playing a game that is going to surprise
Binding
me.
Binding of Isaac.
Just
don't play the game between now and then.
And then eventually we'll find some other games to play. Like, we had a pretty fun time. Did anybody here watch last week?
I did watch.
Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah,
he was the majority of our back and forth.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Throw
for that.
Me.
Yeah.
So, starting either this or next week, we've got on the stream, we've got Dark Soul Mondays with Mackenzie. So, that's going to be exciting.
Hopefully soon, yeah.
If you like to see someone cry and be punished, it's probably going to be that.
And
have
David laugh in the background. Please watch Mondays.
It's
Masochism
Mondays.
Part, not Dark Souls.
Really?
Masochism Mondays. Because it's Dark Souls.
All right, Will, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got? Thursday nights. We got the stream going on. Right now, we're still working on Alien Isolation. But it could go anywhere after that. But Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Did you ever do Lion King? I threw that one.
No, you threw that one out. You threw that one towards me, but then I chose Aladdin instead.
Oh, yeah, and
so,
then you beat that one so
fast. Beat Aladdin so fast, I was like, what am I supposed to do now?
Speaking of punishment, that was funny watching you get punished by Super Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh, yeah, like, yes, I beat Aladdin, let's do Super Ghosts and Ghosts, and that was like the worst hour in my life.
You should have somebody play Battletoads.
Oh, that would be fun.
Well, someone has to have an Xbox One in the Rec Collection for us to do that, buddy, and that ain't going to be me. I dropped money on you guys, but
there's an Xbox One right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right there.
Ha! Hey! Somebody
has one. So, future streaming, we'll be doing Battletoads with Kelsey.
There we go.
All
right. We've got the core stream. We've got...
all right, everybody. Adios, because otherwise my battery's going to die. So, one last thing.
So, Friday is Final Fantasy VI. Saturday's MMO Saturdays.
The best Final Fantasy.
All right. Yeah, everybody, adios.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks for watching.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.